For LUTAC Doc, time is of the essence.
What are we waiting for?
That's Assembly Member Stephanie Scott.
For that terrible event to take place, I think we have to do something now, even if it's not the perfect doc. We have to make sure that people who are using the doc, serving us, are not in any danger, and it really worries me.
Engineers say the dock is at risk of catastrophic failure and it's living on borrowed time. Michael Ganey works for Alaska Marine Lines, one of the main companies using the dock on a regular basis.
Every time we drive a forklift to the face of the dock, we're having our operations. It's always a what if. This thing starts going and I'm on this machine. I don't know what's going to happen.
The situation is dire, but the borough is at square one trying to figure out how to pay for repair or replacement of the dock.
We don't have high expectations for any of the applications to be funded, but we still want to be in the game.
That's Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel, referring to a couple federal grants she's hoping could help fund the project. The borough originally applied for a grant to pursue the design option preferred by the Assembly, Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, and Planning Commission. For upwards of $30 million, it would encapsulate the cells of the existing dock. But the borough hasn't secured local match funding, and that's the main reason the first grant application was rejected. So staff looked into a cheaper option that uses birthing dolphins and would cut back on the upland's footprint. That plan is estimated to cost about $20 million. The Planning Commission and Harbor Committee pushed back on that, saying they should continue to work toward the more expensive design. Planning Commissioner Donnie Turner said the municipality needs to make sure the current dock is safe and working while continuing to pursue money for the preferred design.
It seems like we need to make sure that our roll-on, roll-off is functional, so if something happens to the dock, that it can be used. And then I think we should just keep working on funding processes. I mean, it just seems like we're just barely in this process and we're bailing on the bigger project.
Schnabel presented a few other possible funding sources beyond grants. They include drawing from the borough's permanent fund, the LUTAC Dock Fund, and the Capital Improvement Project sales tax. She also presented a few borrowing options, including revenue and general obligation bonds, or drawing from the general fund. The borough has requested $15 million from the state for funds previously allocated to the Juno Access Project. A couple people suggested pursuing emergency funds for the project. Here's Planning Commissioner Brenda Josephson.
I request and hope that the one thing that we can get out of this meeting is an application to the state of Alaska requesting to be declared an emergency so we can access emergency funds.
Sheila Stewart is the borough's chief fiscal officer. She said the funding uncertainty concerns her, given the dock's instability.
I'm a little uncomfortable given that we've been told that, if there's a seismic event, our dock has a decent chance of not being there afterwards. I'm a little uncomfortable with us, with our plan being to get this funded as a long shot.
The group didn't find an answer at this meeting, but Schnabel said she's considering the different ideas presented. That includes going ahead and applying for grants, or instead using local funds to get a project shovel-ready for future grants. She's also considering maintaining and repairing the current roll-on-roll-off portion of the dock, instead of the whole thing. And Schnabel is looking into applying for emergency funding. Which direction the borough will take is still unclear. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.